This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grillot. Rebecca Cruz, a couple of interesting stories in the news this week. First, let's talk about these images of a Roma couple in Greece that were photographed with a blonde-haired child. Immediately, people started asking questions. The authorities came in, took the child from the couple, conducted DNA tests, and did find out that she was of Roma descent and found that she was born to a woman in Bulgaria who gave the child to the couple in Greece because she was too poor to raise the child on her own, which is, I think, a typical story that we might hear about Roma communities. But what really raised some concerns this week was that, you know, there are issues of prejudice and stereotypes. You know, Roma populations typically, you know, more dark complected. And so all of a sudden you see this blonde, blue-eyed child and it raises questions, really. I mean, what do we think of this?
Well, unfortunately, this is nothing new. As you know, the Roma populations in Europe have been persecuted for generations. Nazis went after them. And even long before that, because they are so isolated from society and in some ways purposefully so, there are about 12 million Roma, or what we might call gypsy, but Roma would be the better term, Roma in Europe, and about 300,000 of these are in Greece. And yes, this is a clear case of discrimination based on perceptions of what the Roma population does. They're often thought of as thieves, as child traffickers. There was also a case last week in Ireland where a similar situation, a blonde-haired child was taken from parents, and they did DNA tests, and these were in fact her parents. She just looked somewhat different from them. So it does raise some significant questions.
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, this population has been discriminated against often, but they do and have been known to engage in illicit activities, in criminal activities. They engage in theft because they are not well integrated in society. They are kept on the margins of society. It's not like they can go out and find normal jobs. It's a very difficult life that this population, by and large, leads in some way, and how people respect. And I think this whole story just kind of reflects that, right? That somebody who's blonde doesn't belong in that group.
Well, and there, of course, is the rub. If this was a child that was abducted, of course the officials have to do something. So they're kind of in a difficult situation as to know what to do. But in these couple of situations, very unfortunate.
Yeah, well, you're right, a very difficult situation.